watching a show about the magic of friendship, and while doing so, discovering for themselves friendship is truly magic. Never fake or phony, not your average cronies. They might be bronies, they might be bronies, they might be bronies, they might be bronies. If you're not offended easily, join Matt and Mikey here each week. They might be bronies, they might be bronies.
Hi, welcome to another episode of They Might Be Bronies, a show where we watch and talk about My Little Pony. I'm Mikey, and with me, as always, is the state of Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, and the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain.
I really appreciate you not just calling me Texas's hat.
I was informed by your rep that that's a no-no.
That is,
it's like it's like Bruce Willis's hair. You don't talk about it.
What hair?
Exactly. What's up, dude? How are you?
I'm good. I went through Oklahoma when I was touring drum corps, and the only takeaway I had from it was it's big, empty, like plains, and you would just drive for a while and then come by some house, but it was like some like two, three, like some giant freaking house in the middle of nowhere in the plains, and then you drive for a while until you saw another fucking house.
That sounds sounds terrifying. I was I went driving through Texas one time with my family. We were going to a wedding in Dallas.
Sure.
And
stars at night and all that.
I swear to God, I saw the Texas Chainsaw House, cuz like you're just driving down this fucking two-lane road with nothing but plains around, like empty areas. And then all of a sudden you just come across this gigantic ass white house that's got like the fucking the pillars, and it's stacked up and it's huge and it just looks abandoned.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did you guys go knock on the door?
No, my dad was driving. He's not going to fucking stop for that.
Did you ask him to?
No.
Oh.
No, because I was young at the time and I'm like, that's terrifying.
Ooh, spooky.
I don't want to get fucking chainsawed.
That sounds like a sexual term.
Getting chainsawed.
Getting chainsawed.
Yeah, I got chainsawed last night. Yeah, it really does. What would it be though?
Getting chainsawed? It would be like a blowjob with lots of teeth, I think. Like someone just gives bad. Did you get good head from them? Like,
nah, I got chainsawed. Man,
they chainsawed me. Got chainsawed. Ooh, how does that make me hurt in my nethers?
I saw a video one time where it's like a girl is getting ready to give a bad blowjob.
On purpose bad?
No, she doesn't realize she's giving a bad blowjob. So she's getting ready and she's just like chomping her teeth. She's like, I'm going to use a bunch of teeth. He's like, no, I don't like that. And she's like, oh, okay. And then she starts like, takes a paper towel and starts drying off her tongue. She's like, I'm going to make it so dry for you. It's like, no, what the fuck?
You at the beginning of this, I thought you were like, she was for real seriously trying to get like that, but this sounds like she's clearly just up to some fuckery.
Yeah, no, it was like a college humor thing.
Ah,
I think. I don't remember exactly.
Gotcha.
Yeah. If I remember though, I'm pretty sure it's Kimmy Schmidt.
Did it?
Yeah, I think she was the actress in it.
Not Kimmy. What the hell is
the
her
Unbreakable
name?
Kimmy Schmidt actress.
Yeah. Oh my God.
She was in The Office.
Yeah.
For a little bit.
I had her name off the fucking on the top of my head forever. We were watching Kimmy Schmidt. Did you ever watch that?
No, I never sat and watched it.
I liked it. I mean, we lost interest after like the second season, maybe third. What was her name? Ellie Kemper.
Okay.
Ellie Kemper.
Yeah, that sounds right.
I don't know. I really liked it. It was dumb and cheeky and fun, and then it kind of fell off. But
yeah. Right.
And John Hamm plays a psycho priest that locked people in his dungeon.
I might watch it to see John Hamm as a psycho priest that locks people in a dungeon. That sounds fucking
to
hilarious.
To be fair, like you don't really see him until like the end of season one. Mm-hmm. But it is fun when it finally gets to the guy they're talking about that locked all these women in a dungeon for like 20 years or whatever it was.
Oh,
like,
right, because that's how it starts, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, Kimmy Schmidt's like her and these other girls are like they're in an underground bunker because they thought the world ended, and he like yeah, the priest or whatever like has them and Yeah, then they're freed, and that's why she's awkward, because she's like from the 90s going into the modern world. But
yeah, no, now that I remember, I think I watched the first episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun. The first episode, you got to watch more than that, but a lot of fun, memorable characters in that.
Yeah, you got to watch more than the first episode, like a lot of shows, like My Little Pony.
Sure.
If I had just stopped at the first episode, I would have had no idea.
Who's this Midnight Moon?
Who's this Midnight Express?
Who's this Starlight Express? Starlight Express. Do you remember that from Family Guy?
No.
No. Yeah.
What is that? Can you explain it to me?
Starlight Express is that Andrew Lloyd Webber play, isn't it? About the train?
I don't know.
Oh God.
I thought I knew all the Andrew Lloyd Webber ones.
I don't know if there's a movie. I don't think I want to find it.
I feel like Andrew Lloyd Webber is totally the guy everybody loves to hate on.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because, like, he made Cats, and everybody hates on Cats, and he made, like, Phantom of the Opera, and everybody I know hates on Phantom of the Opera.
I feel like I'm getting this wrong.
What is it, Jesus Christ Superstar?
No, it is Starlight Express, a British musical written by Andrew Lloyd Webber. It's about a train, and they play, like, roller skates and stuff on the... Remember, there's a Family Guy episode where Peter's really getting into it or whatever, and it's just like he's just on the rollerblades on the stage going, Starlight Express! Starlight Express! Okay.
No,
I'm glad I got that right. It's dumb.
It sounds like the Polar Express.
Polar Express! Polar Express! I love the memes of everyone, like, every time Christmas comes around now, I have to remember of those dead cold eyes from the animated horror that is Polar Express.
I never watched it.
Really?
You should
watch it.
No. Why? You just described it as the animated horror that is Polar Express.
I don't know. I thought they did a pretty good job with the animation. People do the dead eyes. It's one of those ones where it's very like hyper realistic like animation, but it's not like, you know, now they do like motion capture and stuff.
Yeah.
And this wasn't that, I don't believe. But I don't know. I didn't mind it. It took me years before I finally saw it. And then I saw it and I was like, oh yeah, it's kind of got some magic to it. Like kids getting on a train to go see Santa Claus. So.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it sounds magical.
It's all right.
It looked boring.
A little bit of that too.
It looked like it was long and had a lot of unnecessary subplots about character growth.
No, there's definitely not that. Not a lot of character growth.
Oh, okay.
At all.
Maybe this is the movie for me.
What's that fucking, the Jim Carrey did the Nightmare Before Christmas movie. You don't remember that one?
Jim Carrey did the Nightmare Before
Christmas? Carol? Nightmare Before Christmas. Christmas Carol.
Yeah. I remember I didn't watch that one either.
Yeah. I had the same feeling. Like, I don't care. I don't care. I love Jim Carrey, but I just don't care.
Yeah.
He's like animated as an old dude. Like don't care. There's enough of those. You can't outdo the Muppets, baby. Michael Caine had it.
I haven't watched the Muppets Christmas Carol either.
No. With Michael Caine?
No, the only Christmas Carol anybody needs or should watch is Scrooged.
It's hard to argue with that.
You know, I saw Scrooged as a kid and that's all I needed. I get it.
I would recommend watching the Muppets one. It's fun.
Okay.
I like it. It's Michael Caine. I guess it was their first one. Oh God, what was it? No, oh no, there's a bunch of firsts in that, but I don't know. I liked that one because you expect it to go into it. If you've never seen it, people at home probably like, dude, really? Mm. Everyone's seen this. But if you've never seen it before, it's like, it doesn't revolve around the main Muppets. Like you go into it expecting like, oh, the Ghost of Christmas, whatever, will be Kermit and so-and-so will be this. And like, they are in it. But they didn't, and none of the main Muppets are any major roles. It's very interesting like that.
Okay.
But Michael Caine.
I might watch it this year.
What's this? There's like a joke that's like Michael Caine is just Matthew McConaughey's accent, but slowed down. I don't know if that's true. I've seen some like TikTok.
All right.
What out? I can't do Michael Caine, but someone like walked through it and they did it. And I was like, damn. Okay.
Hey, wait, real quick. Favorite Christmas movie. What's your favorite Christmas movie?
Favorite Christmas movie?
Yeah.
This, you know, this is the Halloween episode, right?
Oh, is this really going to be the Halloween episode?
This is a fucking episode about Halloween.
What's your favorite scary movie?
No. I want to answer the Christmas. We're getting heavy into Christmas here. We'll talk about Halloween when we get to the Christmas episode.
If we remember.
I don't know that I have a favorite Christmas. I'll get to the Halloween too, but I don't know if I have a favorite Christmas episode movie. I do love the Santa Claus movies.
This isn't going to be the Halloween episode. Next week's episode is going to be the Halloween episode.
This is literally the ponies are in at Halloween. The whole episode is about Nightmare or Princess Luna.
I wasn't thinking in terms of the show. I was thinking literally because like next week's Halloween.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. We should have delayed this apparently.
Anyway, what's your fucking, can you get on with it, please? What's your favorite Christmas movie?
I think I was saying, I think I like
that. I know, I'm being an asshole.
Oh. And obviously Jim Carrey's Grinch.
Yeah.
Every year I go, I've seen that a million times. And then we still put it on and I still fucking laugh. Like genuinely, you know, like for real. What's your favorite Christmas movie?
The Ref.
That's a good movie.
With Dennis Leary.
Yeah. Yeah. You showed me that. That was a lot of fun. He who will never. I don't know. I ever got to telling this on Before to Tango, but speaking of,
I hear he's an asshole.
My pediatrician was like buddies with him, and I started telling this on Before to Tango, but like on an episode. But my pediatrician would get calls directly from Kevin Spacey.
Yeah,
they like went to school together or something. I don't know. And he would like, my mom's friend was like, ran the front desk and all that stuff. So she like knew how Kevin Spacey's online, blah, blah, blah. And I didn't realize until I brought up on Four to Tango how fucking, that's kind of creepy. Like everything that happened, like Kevin Spacey's like best friend is a pediatrician.
Yeah, that's suspect.
It's really suspect.
Fucking sus.
Yeah. But I never met him. So if my doctor was like a pipeline to Mr. Spacey, then I apparently was too much of a chubber kid for old Kev Dog.
Maybe you weren't chubber enough.
There's always that possibility.
That's fucked up. Yeah, no, but The Ref. The Ref's a fucking hilarious movie.
Yeah, you made me watch that this last Christmas for the first time. I'd never seen it. And it was fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Dennis Leary's amazing in it.
Now that I think about it, and Kevin Spacey and a lot of the things surrounding Kevin Spacey revolves around like Will Wheaton. And who was a child actor in The Ref was fucking Will Wheaton.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't watch The Ref
anymore. Oh, shit. Yeah. You're just making me realize here.
Oh, fuck.
I think I know the real root of their marital problems.
God damn.
It must have been awkward. I played your son, dude.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's nasty. What's your favorite horror movie?
My favorite horror movie? Scary Movie.
The original?
Yeah.
The OG?
No, not Scary Movie. Scream.
Oh.
Scream is my favorite scary movie.
I did that last week when we were talking about those movies, and you were like, you mixed up Scary Movie and Scream?
What an idiot. Yeah, I'm an idiot.
You're an idiot. Grinch.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah.
I quote the Grinch all the fucking time.
I don't know that I have a favorite horror movie. So I'm not a horror movie guy.
Yeah.
That being said, I'm trying to think of what we watch at Halloween. We don't really have like a set rotation of movie. Do we? Not really. Everyone loves Nightmare Before Christmas, but Chelsea just hates it. And I've never been a big fan. Like I like it enough, but
wouldn't you consider that a Christmas movie?
I think it's both, dude.
That's kind weird.
I don't know. I don't know what made me think of that, but a lot of people love that movie. I've had friends that were obsessed with that movie.
Yeah.
I never really cared that much. I thought it was a good movie, but
it was all right.
Yeah.
It's one of my lesser favorite worlds in Kingdom Hearts.
You know, I just realized I do have a movie I'll probably watch again for Halloween though this year. Hubie Halloween.
I started watching that last week.
Really? First time?
No, it was second time. I watched it last year.
I thought you watched it before me last year. Yeah. That was such a good movie.
It was. It was really fun.
It was a great... It's like... Like, I've been enjoying Adam Sandler's movies over the last few years. They've been getting better and better. But Hubie Halloween really captured what he used to do.
Yeah.
Like, in a fantastic... In a way that you could go, oh, it's formulaic. You could have seen it coming. It's, but it's like, that's what makes him great. Yeah. You know what's coming. It's a comedy. It's about the journey, not the destination.
Yeah, like, I don't rewatch Billy Madison because I expect to it to be different or to be surprised where it's going. I rewatch Billy Madison because I think it's fucking hilarious. And I like you get something that comes up where it's like he kind of just hones in and hits that feeling that Billy Madison gave you.
Yeah, exactly. And some of it's so dumb that like the first time you watch it, you're like, this is trash. Like the whole thing was Shaq in Hubie Halloween. The first time I watched it, I was like, this is so dumb. And then by the end of it, you're thinking back and you're like, that was so dumb.
You know, like it worked.
The right way.
It worked
way.
Really well.
Yeah, and the way where you're like, what a dumb choice. And I love it. Because it's like, what else are you going to do?
Yeah.
The whole pivotal point there, it's like, what's the other comedy option here? There's none. It's someone that doesn't match the voice. Who is the most unmatching to this voice? Fucking Jack.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, no, I appreciate it in retrospect, but I'll probably watch that again.
What's your favorite Adam Sandler movie?
Happy Gilmore.
It's a really good choice.
Yeah, I think Happy Gilmore, it's just iconically the one. It's a hard thing to say, like because at the same time, if I had to like, oh, you only have pick one movie for the rest of time, I don't know that I'd pick Happy Gilmore.
No.
But it is my favorite.
Yeah.
You know, like it holds a special place. If you had to pick one Adam Sandler movie to watch for all the end of time, I don't know. What would you pick?
My favorite or to watch to the end of time?
To watch to the end of time. Not the end of time, but like you could only, this is the only Adam Sandler movie you could ever watch again.
The only Adam Sandler movie I could ever watch again.
Yeah.
Bulletproof. With really? Damon Wayans. I fucking love that movie.
That's almost like a way out, though. I know it's an Adam Sandler, but it's not an Adam Sandler movie. It's a movie with Adam Sandler.
But he nailed it. He nailed that movie so well. Yeah. Okay, fine. An Adam Sandler movie. Fucking...
Overboard?
No. I've never even seen Overboard.
Terrible, terrible movie. I don't think it was an Adam Sandler movie, to be fair.
I don't know. How do you fucking choose that? It might be like Big Daddy.
Yeah, it'd have to be something that's not one of the iconic originals.
Yeah.
But you also don't want like that. I'm not going to watch The Ridiculous Six for the end of time.
No.
You know?
I feel like.
So yeah, it's that Big Daddy era is probably the era.
Big Daddy.
Anger like Management or something.
Mr. Deeds. I fucking love Mr. Deeds.
Yeah, me too. I love the Zohan. I fucking love the Zohan, and not everyone loves the Zohan.
I didn't watch and be like, this is garbage, but I didn't like latch on to it.
When's the last time you watched it?
Years.
You should watch it again. Because the first time I watched it, I was like, this is dumb. Adam Sandler's lost it. And then years later, I watched it after like his shift into the things he's been doing. And I was like, this was the last great Adam Sandler movie. And then now he's doing good shit again.
Yeah.
But I kind of fucking loved the Zohan when he does like the, remember doing the push-ups? Look, push-ups. I can do one hand, no hands. It's just like, damn. Like,
yeah.
It's so dumb.
I remember what was John Turturro's character's thing? It was shoes.
Oh yeah. I want to sell shoes.
What is it? What is that? And Mr. Deeds, his character has a thing about feet. Oh, I like feet.
I'm very sneaky, sir. Oh, God. We should probably talk about this show.
Yeah, probably. I
will say I'm proud of us, though. I don't think we talked about dicks or buttholes or anything once this whole intro.
Yeah, this has been an interesting shift in pace.
Yeah.
We had like, we actually conversed and had conversations getting to know each other better.
Yeah, I think this is their new direction, and I think people are going to love it, and I think... They're going to latch onto us and they're going to see us in person and be like, yo, Matt, Mikey, I love your show. Let me suck your dick. And we're going to be like, no, we don't do that anymore. Come here. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I think that's our future.
Please just like look at it for a little bit
before you suck it.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
He's like, is this mole look problematic to you?
I like people who like look at my dick and then they sit there.
Just look at
it. No. They sit there and they kind of like make up their minds. Like, am I going to suck this dick? Do I want to? Because then it's like you watch them consider all the options and the option to leave. And then they decide to do it. It makes it even better.
Has anyone been like, can I phone a friend?
Yes.
And be like, hey, can I just FaceTime my friend? Hey, let me show you this dick, Brittany. I want you to see it. Let me know what you think. I'm considering whether to suck it. I need a second opinion. And then you're like, do it. And they're like, oh, man, there's so much hair.
No, I used to shave at the time. So it was more like, oh, wow, it's so small.
I thought shaving made it look bigger.
It does. anyway,
let me see. Anyway, today we are recapping season 2, episode 4 of My Little Pony: Friendship is Magic, which is episode entitled Luna Eclipsed. We knew it would be about Princess Luna. Obviously, we got that right. Is this what you expected? You think it'd be a Halloween episode?
I don't think so, no.
I didn't expect that either. You are right, in a sense, like, because I think you guessed like she might be jealous someone else is like eclipsing her. It's not that, but you were right, the eclipsing part. She's being eclipsed by her
former self,
yeah. The image that people have of her.
The evil, chaotic bitch.
And the realization that people liked the community that came from the fright that she brought. And even though the threat is now gone, people still like the joy of the spookiness, the spookiness.
They like to be scared.
Yeah.
I really liked this episode. It opened up
with Granny Smith. I can't imagine how you wouldn't like it.
My spirits were immediately high because Granny Smith. What did she say?
You call your dick the spirits now? My spirits were high.
Yeah. I thought I told you. Anyway, Granny Smith, she's like, oh, I should have been asleep hours ago.
Yeah, she just shows up with the Granny kids Smith, just complaining that she's awake.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
She's a trooper. She's hanging in there. They're getting their candies.
Well, she was there then and then not in the rest of the episode.
Yeah.
She's there with the kids. Then we find out Pinkie Pie's there with the kids. And then after that, Granny Smith is nowhere to be found. And Pinkie Pie is running the show with these kids, which can only lead to me to believe that Pinkie Pie drugged her and left her in a ditch somewhere.
No.
I mean, that's the only reasonable explanation.
No. Okay. Because like kids latch on, right? So Pinkie Pie shows up. She does her Pinkie Pie thing. And the kids are all like, oh, wow, Pinkie Pie. So the kids latch on. So now it's just the kids following Pinkie Pie and Granny Smith following the kids following Pinkie Pie. And Granny Smith's just like, fuck this, dude. I'm going to go home. I don't need to be here anymore.
She's a grown ass bitch.
Exactly.
She can watch these little monsters.
Granny Smith went and got some well-deserved, well-earned
R&R. Yeah, some good R&R. So this whole episode starts with Twilight.
Actually, it starts with Spike in his costume. In his
fucking dragon costume.
Spike in his adult dragon costume.
He's just in an adult, the same color dragon.
Yeah.
Didn't even pick a different color dragon. That was I just wrote Spike as a dragon. Like, yeah, I looked back and I was like, that's true, but I'll get it. Future Matt will get it.
Yeah.
Because that's the point that you brought up. Just got meta. I thought that. How'd you feel about Spike being a dragon? He's fucking spent the episode judging people's costumes too, and he dressed up as a fucking dragon.
He didn't judge people. He just judged. He judged the mayor's costume.
He made fun of Twilight's costume too.
Everybody made fun of Twilight's costume. That was the joke. Was nobody understood what her costume? What was Twilight's costume?
Greybeard.
I wrote it down. She was Star Swirl the Bearded.
Star Swirl the Bearded. Duh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He invented some like super crazy magic spell that in a book she let. Spike about obscure unicorn history. That is a direct quote.
Yeah, that is how Twilight would dress up.
Yeah.
She would do that shit. That's the kind of shit I did when I was in high school and stuff. I couldn't just be fucking Superman or like dress as like a giant baby or whatever people did. I had to have a weird costume that only some people would get. And it made me think I was like clever or something. I'm not sure. But yeah, I think we've talked about this on this show. Tell me about like my one year I was like, oh, I'm the time traveler. Maybe I talked to Blake about it.
Yeah, I don't remember this.
Okay, part of this might be because we were poor and I didn't buy costumes. So we'd have to come up with some shit. So
that's
like,
fair. Right on, dude.
Like, okay, I'm going to wear my black slacks from band and a white shirt and I'll just like dishevel it a little bit, like a dress shirt, and shovel it, and I'll put some goggles on my head and I'll be like, I'm the time traveler.
That's sick, dude.
No, it wasn't.
No, dude. Okay, because like in high school, I only dressed up for Halloween one time. And it was for a band practice where I dressed up dressed up as Casper the Sexy Ghost.
Yeah. What'd you wear?
I wore, what the fuck did I do? I had a friend, Daisy, and she let me take her spaghetti string strap shirt or whatever and wear that.
Uh-huh.
And it like barely covered my belly. So it was like a tube top almost. And
was this Chubby Mikey or Thinner Mikey?
This was Chubby Mikey.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did you like paint yourself white or anything?
No. I was just kind of.
So you just dressed in drag and said you were a ghost?
Yeah. I was Casper the Sexy Ghost because of how white I was. Because, you know, this is a time where this is like I never take my shirt off.
Sure.
I never went swimming. I didn't go to the beach or anything. All I ever did was band and I never took my shirt off for band. You know?
Yeah.
In the sun.
Well, that wasn't allowed.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it might have been allowed when we were there. I know when I was teaching, it wasn't allowed anymore.
Yeah, we did it drumline. We had a drumline rehearsal where it was just us, and we fucking did it because it was like, fuck that.
Yeah, we would do it all the time when it was just us.
Anyway. No.
So you only dressed up. You just didn't. Why would you think you were cool? Like, I'm dressing up, bunch of nerds.
I don't know.
I'm going to play magic with my friends in their capes at lunchtime.
We played Yu-Gi-Oh.
My bad. Sorry. And that was wrong of me to assume.
Yeah. Fucking.
And I wasn't bad. There's no magic in Yu-Gi-Oh.
And I wasn't bad. Okay. Anyway. I've been saying anyway a lot tonight.
I knew a lot of people that played Magic the Gathering at lunch, and they were a lot cooler than the Yu-Gi-Oh kids. So.
Yeah, fuck you. The fuck was I talking about?
Fuck if I know.
Why didn't you dress up? You didn't
dress up.
I don't know. I just never felt like I had a reason to.
Now, this year, you could be Star Swirl the Bearded.
I could.
Yeah. Twilight as Star Swirl. You could paint yourself purple and then put on an old man costume.
No.
Why?
Okay, why? I have no reason to dress up this year.
Have you ever had the thought, if you were going to a party or something that you think you might like hook up or whatever, like a Halloween party or something, and you're going as like a Smurf or something like that, like you're going to paint your face, like, and then you have the thought like, well, this is good paint. I could paint my like whole body underneath so it doesn't look weird. And then since you did your whole torso, you might get laid that night. So you might as well make your penis blue too, right? Because like that's a fun talking point. You're talking to some chick. You're starting to chatter up. You guys are starting to hook up in the bathroom. You take your pants off and she's like, oh, everything's blue. And then you could be like, yeah, I take my role seriously. Hold on. Let me wash it off for you.
I was about to say no, because then she'd be all like, no, because then it's like, oh, you're going to go and you're going to wash your penis off. What if it doesn't wash off? What if you blew yourself? And then you don't get to hook up that night because she's all like, oh, no, I don't want a blue penis inside of me.
Sure.
You know?
Well, that's when you go, well, I'm going to put a condom on. It'll keep the blue on my side.
I don't know. I don't know, dude.
Yeah. Mm. You've never thought of painting your penis? That's a different question. I'm sorry.
Matt, I work that's with a whole paint. Different thing. I'm a house painter. Of course I've thought about painting my penis.
Just teabagging a bucket of paint. Why not?
You know, they come in those 5 gallon buckets.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also like sometimes like every once in a while you fill up a 2 gallon to the top.
Sure.
And then, you know, you just kind of just like, I can do squats really well.
Whoop, drop it down.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. It would be interesting to do that and then like just let it dry and see what that feels like with a bunch of dried paint all over your wong.
Do we have any leftover paint that we're not using right now?
Sure.
Yeah? Okay, I might borrow some.
Do you want flat or low sheen? I think flat's the way to go.
Lotion's hard to wash off.
Well, and it's got that elasticity.
Yeah.
Flat will give you like that thickness.
And it's easier to wash off.
That too.
Yeah. I'd go flat. I'd dip my balls in flat paint.
Yeah. So the doorbell rings.
I wouldn't actually dip my balls though, because I'm super duper hairy and I hate washing paint off my hair. So the doorbell rings.
So the doorbell rings and Spike, who's dressed as Spike, and Star Swirl, who's with Twilight in reality.
Yes.
Answer the door. Like we said, we have Granny Smith. I hate my life. And all the kids. I'm so excited. It's my first nightmare night ever. And for some reason, she just like, oh, because he's like English. She's like, it's my first nightmare night ever. And Twilight's like, oh, since you came from Trottingham? And he's like, no. My first one ever.
And, oh, you came from a vagina.
Yeah. He's like, hey, dumb lady. I came from a mob's vagile. Yeah.
He was born that year.
I slid out of a Jagger. He's Australian now.
I slipped out of a Jagger and I was dressed like this.
My vajaga.
Ready for the nightmare night.
I came out ready to go.
Born ready to party.
So this is where we see everyone. This is also where we get the introduction to Pinkie Pie in this episode, who is trick-or-treating as a chicken. And it's fucking perfect. Her fucking and like just fucking
because she's standing on hind legs.
Yeah.
For most of it.
Yeah. Because like
her legs, her back legs are the chicken legs, and then her front legs are the arms.
Yep. Yeah, I know. It was fun. It was quite fun.
It was really fun seeing her like peck the candy up.
What does she say? She says, enough chit chat. Time is candy.
Yeah.
And then just eats the whole bowl of candy before she fucking rolls off.
Yeah.
And then we have the opening credits.
Okay. I listened to the opening credits again because like it's bothering me now. Mm-hmm. And I listened to it. And I'm like, I don't know, dude. It sounds weird. It sounds different. I went back to an old episode from the previous season and I listened to that one. And I swear to God, it's just different. It's just super slightly, subtly different.
In the mixing? You don't think it's your TV?
No, because I listen on my headphones.
Oh, interesting.
I listen the same way each episode. And I don't know if it's a mixing or if they like added certain sounds to just kind of bump it up and make it sound fuller.
Huh. Maybe. I wonder if there's some deep fucking dive you can do on that.
I don't think I'm crazy. I really don't. But I might be crazy.
Most people that are crazy don't think they're crazy.
I'm like 80% sure.
You're about 20% sane. Wait.
80% sure I'm not crazy.
Yeah, 20%. No, 80%. Yeah. Yeah, 20% sane.
You think I'm 20? You think I'm 80% crazy?
Isn't that a thing? Like, you know, you think you're going crazy. Well, if you're aware that you're going nuts, then you're not actually going nuts. Like, that's a whole thing.
Yeah.
So if you're pretty sure that you're not crazy, then in theory, you must be crazy.
Thanks, Matt.
Also, I'm pretty sure that I'm
great.
Have a small penis. That's how this logic works, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
You heard it first here, folks. Matt has a small penis.
It grew three sizes that day. Okay.
Let's the only organ that matters.
Yes. All right. Let's get back into this. We've been talking a lot. So what do we see here? We get Rainbow Dash is what was it?
Rainbow Dash.
She's pranking people. But if before that, Twilight's walking with Spike. They're going, oh, it's going to be so much fun. And then they see Applejack, who's bobbing after apples with the kids.
Yeah.
And then Pinkie Pie, I think, rolls up again and with the kids, like, oh, we got so much candy. We're going to get more. And then Rainbow Dash, who's dressed as a Wonderbolt, an evil Wonderbolt.
Oh, I thought
episode one.
I thought her costume was an asshole. Because she's just being a fucking asshole.
Just roaming in a cloud and fucking lightning up on people, yeah. Scaring the fuck out of them.
That's not a prank, dude. It's assault, brother.
That's assault, brother. Yeah. She's being a bit of a prick. Just rolling around, fucking with people. And then we find out, I think after that, what Nightmare Night is about. This is where we get the explanation from the mayor, who Spike starts making his comments. Like, it's hard to take that evil laugh seriously when she's dressed like that. She's dressed like a big funny clown.
Yeah.
Do you think Zecora, like, this is her first Halloween with everyone? Because they kind of introduce it like, oh, this is Zecora's thing. Like, she just gives the breakdown of Nightmare Night or something. Like, to be the one to give the breakdown, you'd think she's been there for a while. But her introduction was, nobody talks to this chick. We all ignore her when she comes to town.
Yeah.
So I think, like many things in season one, it's probably just been ditched.
I don't know. Maybe it is their first night. Because, like, that episode ended with her being accepted. I mean, yeah, she was in the area the entire time. And she was in there before then. So she probably is aware of, like, the Celestia Nightmare Moon thing.
Must be.
And Nightmare Moon Night is probably her jam. So she's like, I'll fucking handle this. Yeah.
Well, she gives us the whole breakdown. Nightmare Night is, I guess, a night where people believe Nightmare Moon got out of the moon and went roaming for people. So they had to dress up to not look like ponies or else she'll gobble them up. Mm. And that's why they collect candy. And then you give the candy to the offering of the statue so that she eats the candy and doesn't eat you.
Do you remember why they wear the costumes?
So she won't gobble them up.
Oh, did you say that?
Yeah.
Fuck.
She's like, just now.
I spaced for a second. Like, yeah, shit.
So while she's telling it and freaking everyone the fuck out, we have Princess Luna rolling the fuck up. Did you notice that she's being pulled by a chariot? Her chariot's being pulled by two Pegasus, but they have bat wings.
I did not notice that.
They don't have regular Pegasus wings. Their wings look like bat wings.
That's sick.
Yeah, but like, why?
Because it's scary.
Yeah, but how do you change? Well, she's got magic.
Yeah, they got magic.
She's got magic. She's like, well, if you're going to be my private fucking drivers, you're going to look fucking cool.
Yeah. I didn't notice it. I was too distracted by how horrible her timing was.
Yeah.
Because like the first time you watch the episode, it's like, oh shit, Nightmare Moon's rolling up. What's going to happen? But then the second time you watch the episode, it's kind of like, wow, she picked a terrible time to just arrive.
She is not aware.
Yeah.
At all. The whole episode. She's not aware.
And it's so much fun. So I love that about the episode.
Well,
and
that's kind of, so that's what happens, right? She rolls up and she just kind of shows up and she's just like, attention, ponies. She refers to herself in the third person. Or not in the third person, as a multitude.
She refers to herself as the we.
The we, yeah, the royal we. We are very pleased to see you. Yeah.
It's a royal Canterlot speaking voice.
Yeah, so she's screaming at them, and she's only referring to herself as that, like we, not them, us, we, as in she's like multiple people, and she's just fucking shouting at them. And obviously everyone's freaked out by this because...
And everybody's bowing.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, you're right. They all start bowing because she rolls up. She's clearly the princess. They all know that. And they do that for Celestia too. Mm-hmm. And then she's like screaming at them. And obviously this is outdated. She's completely unaware. And she's like, I wish to be loved. And I want to show you that you don't have to fear me this night. And we will have fun. And I will have a banquet. Like, just, yeah, like, you know, like, you see where she's coming from. She wants to go like, hey, I'm cool now. Let's be cool. And they are obviously not down with that.
Yeah, everybody's there except for Twilight. Twilight's sitting there like, I want to fucking... Yeah. Like,
it's Loondog. We're cool.
Oh, hey, what's up? Princess Luna, Princess Luna. Spike's like, fucking, what are you doing, psycho? Like, Spike's not aware of everything that happened.
Yeah. So she shouts at everyone, and they're obviously, everyone's kind of taken back. Pinkie Pie exacerbates the situation by freaking out and getting everyone to run. Like she says, we'll have a feast this year, and she wants to eat us like a feast. Ah! So then Luna saunters
off. That's not what she said, Pinkie Pie.
Well, oh, sorry.
No, that's what I wrote down.
What did she say?
She said, she wants to feast on us. And I'm like, that's not what she said, Pinkie Pie.
Oh, gotcha. I thought you were telling
I
me.
I wasn't like, saying you. That's I not what you were she saying, said. Like, I don't remember what she Pinkie said. Pie said. Fucking exactly. That's yeah, pretty that's much not what she said.
What we find out is because Pinkie Pie is just riling everyone up, right?
Apparently, Pinkie Pie is also being an asshole. Actually, this is just Pinkie Pie being Pinkie Pie.
Yeah, she's being Pinkie Pie. She's having fun.
Yeah.
And like at that moment later when Twilight's like, she's not going to fucking gobble you up. She has that look in her eye like, whoa, you think you believe this? Like, no, obviously. Anyway, so we Twilight goes after Luna. Luna's hanging out at the statue and just kind of like whining to herself and crying and shit. And Twilight rolls up. They have that whole conversation about like, you know, you're not very good at social cues. You're a little awkward, and like Twilight's like, this is coming from me, you know, like,
yeah.
And so that's when she decides that she's going to help her because at Twilight, she fixes shit. So we go to Fluttershy.
Yes.
Which was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I thought.
Because Fluttershy, they go up and Fluttershy just hold
and
in.
Kind and she'll help you for sure.
Yeah. And they roll up and she's like, hold in. She's like, nobody, I'm not answering the door for anybody. Go away. I'm not on Nightmare Night.
Screaming. Yeah.
Fucking freaking out.
Not on Nightmare Night. Do you think she hates this holiday? She wasn't there at any of the celebrations.
Yeah. No, she's terrified.
She's
of this.
Clearly terrified. It's because it's scary. She's like super fucking yeah. fragile.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was fun.
Absolutely.
Of course, Fluttershy's afraid.
And so like Twilight's like, it's cool. It's just me. Just go ahead and open the door. And Flora's like, oh, it's Twilight. Okay. She slowly opens the door and then sees Nightmare Moon and slams it fucking shut again.
Yeah.
And Twilight's like, oh, fucking don't worry, dude. Don't worry, dude. And she goes in and fucking beats down Fluttershy and drags her out. Her bloody body held up
in front of fucking Luna while she goes, you know, Twilight said that you could help me talk in a sweet and kind way.
Like, yeah.
Okay. I love this whole moment though. Like, so shall I copy you? Okay. All right. Okay. Like, how's this? Great. Okay. Listen over. Bye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And no. Like she goes to run in and right Twilight, before she hits the door, Twilight slams it shut. She slams into it.
Fucking Wile E. Coyote style. Yeah. No. Twilight, the Fluttershy shit was fun. That was a fun little moment. A Pinkie Pie and the kids roll up to see Luna holding Fluttershy's like limp body.
Yeah.
To again go like, I think what I. Yeah, they just freak out and start running. I didn't write anything specific.
She's sitting there happy, but Fluttershy is just kind of like looking like she's dead.
Yeah, she just gave
and
up.
And Pinkie Pie is like, she stole her voice so she can't scream before she feasts on her body.
That's right. What a fucking leap. She stole her voice.
I'm like, fucking Pinkie Pie.
Pinkie Pie is great. It really can't get any better than Pinkie Pie, can you?
No, Pinkie Pie's the best.
Okay, so keep moving here. Now we're going to go to Applejack. Applejack's going to help with things. Applejack obviously is freaked out for a second too, but Applejack's Applejack. So she gets on board.
Yeah.
She realizes Twilight's giving her the eye like, hey, we're cool as our buddy. Like, you know, she's on board. Okay, got it. My pal, Twilight needs my back.
Yeah.
So she jumps on it. So what they do with Luna is, let's play some games. Let's have some fun.
Let's play some carnival games.
This was a fun moment. I liked all this. Like, so she's throwing the spiders into the web and she's loving it. It's the pumpkin toss.
Yeah.
And, just having a grand old fucking time hanging out with the ponies. What is this fun? You know, I'd like to double it or whatever she says. And then let's see what happens. Fucking Pinkie Pie fucks it up again.
Yeah,
Pinkie Pie. Because
everybody
goes to save a fucking child.
Well, because like everybody's hanging out and having a good time, and like at this point, all the ponies are starting to chill out. Everybody's chilling, having fun.
Yeah, getting and cool. Then, and Luna's even like, "Call me Luna."
Yeah,
like, let's be pals.
And everyone's like, "Oh yeah, okay, yeah, that sounds fun."
No
all
problem,
right.
Loon dog.
And then that fucking Pip goes and he's doing the bob
shit.
He's bobbing for apples and he falls in and
twice. This is like the second time too.
Yeah, and Luna's like, oh shit, and she goes and like picks him up with her mouth. She bobs for Pip, and Twilight, and that's exactly when Pinkie Pie rolls up and she's like, she's gobbling up Pip.
Even Pip jumps in. Oh, she's gobbling my backside.
Yeah,
oh, right, she's gobbling my backside. Yeah.
Yep, that's right.
That's something like that. Trottingham. So that's when everyone freaks out again.
And that's when Luna's finally just like, fine, you want me to be scary? I'm going to be fucking scary. And she starts turning all those fucking spiders.
She didn't do that to be scary. Remember, she was like, no, let's go back to having fun. Look. No, that's not fun. Let's do this. And turns the spiders fucking real.
She was doing that to have fun?
Yeah, because
psycho.
For a second, it's like they're attacking everyone. But then if you caught it, all the spiders end up running to the net and collecting in the center of the net.
Yeah.
I didn't catch it the first time. I saw it the second time. She's like, see, fun. It's like, yeah, no, you're out of touch.
Absolutely
bitch.
Terrifying.
Yeah,
she's fucking psycho.
And everyone's like, fuck, that's where everyone freaks out. And the town's burning. Everyone's fucking losing it.
Yeah.
And then I think, yeah, this is where she, we see her clear FOMO. And she just announces that, like, all right, if you're not going to have fun with me on Nightmare Night, I'm canceling this bitch. And she announces that she's going to fucking cancel it.
Yeah. If you won't love me, then I'll make you love me by taking your fun away.
Yeah. So again, she's off on her own. Twilight's unsure of what to do. I think this is the moment where she corners Pinkie Pie, right? Is it after this?
I think No, this is when Luna goes away and Twilight's like, I have to fucking do something, so I'm going to do what I do best and lecture her. And then she goes up and she follows her over the bridge and she's like, Princess Luna, you have to just, you know, kind of be nice. And she's like, no, Twilight, you're a fucking cunt and I'm a cunt and I'm just going to go off and be a cunt alone.
Yeah.
Which I related to very muchly because I just kind of want to go off and be a cunt alone sometimes.
I'm a whore.
You know, fuck you.
Oh, wow.
And so
what is it, you cunt face?
Nice.
Love guru.
And so Twilight is like, okay, I'm going to go. That was my phone. So Twilight's like, okay. And that's when she sets up the candy, the ooh, a piece of candy. Ooh, yeah. A piece of
that
candy.
That was great.
Ooh, a piece of candy.
Pulling Pinkie Pie with candies down the line. That was fucking hilarious.
And she's like, Pinkie Pie, you need to promise not to fucking shriek. No more fucking shrieking.
Yeah. Be cool, bitch.
She's like, okay. And then Luna walks up and she fucking almost shrieks.
Yeah.
She has to stop herself.
I like
she keeps
this moment.
Promise.
She's like, are we going to be friends or apologize or whatever? And Pinkie Pie's got this like, look in her eye, and she's like reaching with her hoof to be friend. And then Rainbow Dash fucks it up.
Fucking Rainbow Dash.
Pinkie Pie just rah, and then just lays an egg as she's running away. Loved it. And then Twilight grabs her, catches her, and she's like, had it. She's like, fucking Pinkie Pie, no. She's not evil. You saw her turn good. She's not going to gobble you up. And this is the part I love. Pinkie Pie's ah, and then looks at her like, yeah. Of course she can't gobble me up. What did she say?
Dumb bitch.
She says, I'm almost as big as her. How she's going to gobble me up?
Yeah.
No, I loved that. And it's like that moment of like, oh no, but it's fun to be scared. And this is where Twilight obviously figures it out. It's not as bad as everyone's thinking it is.
Yeah.
It's just everyone having fun.
Yeah.
So she sets it up for Luna to be... for Zecora to bring all the kids to give more candy to Luna to save Nightmare Night. And
No, she doesn't set it up. The mayor is like, the mayor comes in and she's like, hey, Nightmare Night's not over yet.
Oh, I assumed that they were plants.
You assume a lot.
Sure.
And she's like, and Spike's just kind of like, you know, the hair really doesn't do it for me.
Yeah, just randomly.
And, so they all go out, to the fucking statue to make the offering of candy to Nightmare Moon.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, Nightmare Moon starts talking to him in her royal Canterlot voice. Thank you for the candy.
Yep.
If I will eat this and maybe not eat you.
Yeah.
And Zerikoros is kind of like, maybe I want you to eat me.
Subtext.
You get it?
Yeah.
Like vaginas?
Yeah. Yeah. Leave those teeth in.
The
fang shears. Yeah. The fake teeth. I'll give you some candy.
Yeah, I thought that was really funny when she comes down from it and she just spits the fangs out.
Yeah. She, because not only
like,
was
completely
she
out of it, like
she transformed into who she used to be.
Yeah.
And then in order to do it, had to put in fake, so she can transmorph herself, but not her teeth.
Yeah.
No, it was fucking great.
And then just spits them out as immediately just kind of like, you know, I don't think that's going to do what we want it to do, Twilight.
Well, because she says in it like, okay, I will. Oh, no. Yeah, no. She says that. And then Pip comes back and she's like, oi, Princess Luna. Like, what does he fucking say? Can we, what does he say? You're my favorite princess? Or no, can we please have more Nightmare Night or whatever? I know you
canceled Nightmare Night, but can you just come back and scare us anyway
That's what it was. And she's like, oh, yeah, well, maybe we should just keep Nightmare Night. And he's all, oi, really? Oh, bloody hell, Harry. I mean, Luna.
Yeah, because he went, no. You know what? Now that I think about it, what he did was he went up to her and he said, please, Mom, can we have some more scares?
More scares?
I should have said that more earlier. Scares, I had that thought way too late.
Like, he's like, hey, miss, why are you hanging with Dumbledore? Because Twilight looked like Dumbledore.
Oh, yeah, that's really good.
Kind of. That was a stretch. It was a stretch. But Nightmare
He's
Moon,
like, hey, miss, I thought you had to slay the dragon in the first challenge.
All right, you're my favorite princess. You is, you are. yeah, as he says, favorite princess, and Nightmare Moon, like, or Luna tells him we're all back on. We'll keep doing it. Obviously, she's figured out the thing now. The fright and the spook is all in love. All the spooky is for love. And, yeah, then we kind of get a montage while Twilight is telling her lesson to Celestia. I learned a lesson about someone that was dumb and didn't know about friendship. And this time, it was your sister. Yeah, we show her, like, scaring and bobbing for apples. Seems to be enjoying herself. At the very end, we see Rainbow Dash sneaking up on Twilight. And then Luna shows up and scares Rainbow Dash.
Yeah. Dumb bitch is what you get.
Yeah. That's pretty much it. Am I missing anything?
What was the lesson?
Fuck, I don't remember.
Come on.
Do you remember? You're the lesson man.
The lesson was don't judge a book by its cover. The lesson was sometimes people look scary and you got to look past that because scary people aren't always scary.
Don't cover a book with judgment.
Don't stick your penis in a book.
Don't not do. Wait, which book?
The lesson was cover your penis with a book. You need to hide your penis from people who might see it, and all you have is
like,
a book.
Like when people have like a flask carved into a book, but you got like a carved.
It's like in the shape right of amount your of penis. Girth,
so you can just slide your penis right in the side.
Yeah. What nice. What book would you use for that? Are you trying to think of the longest book you know?
The Joy of Cooking.
What's The Joy of Cooking?
It's a book. Isn't it?
Why The Joy of Cooking?
I don't know. It just sounds... It's got like a little sexy tang. It's not as obvious as Moby Dick or The Joy of Sex. Yeah. It's not where someone would expect to look.
Yeah. So, right on.
What about you?
Green Eggs and Ham.
Short one. I think maybe I'd go with Shel Silverstein.
Sam, I am.
Where the Sidewalk Ends.
I'd go with Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
Anything in the Goosebumps series, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Babysitter's Club.
Captain Underpants.
A series of unfortunate events.
50 Shades of Grey. A series of unfortunate events. That's a pretty good one.
We're just naming. We're just naming books.
Ha ha ha
ha ha. These are book series.
Oh, I'd use the dictionary. All right. The next episode is episode 5. It's called Sister Hooves Social. Sounds like Sister Wives.
I thought it sounded like Sister Hooves of the Traveling Pants.
Sisterhood. Oh, that makes more sense than Sister Wives. I think it'd be a weird episode if all of the ponies marry one dude and move to Utah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't think of a pun for Utah.
And then he convinces them to get into a bomb shelter for 20 years.
Salt Block Lake City? Salt Lick City?
That's pretty good.
That's not bad. Yeah. That's not bad. Okay. Yeah. They moved to, that's my guess. They moved to Salt Lake City and they all marry the same man.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good guess.
You know what else is salty that you can lick?
My balls.
Sperm.
I'm going to disagree with you though.
Okay.
I think this is going to be about sisterhood. Mm-hmm. And they're going to have a pair of pants that they all share. And they all wear the pants for 2 weeks or 2 months. And then they ship it to the next pony.
Is that the premise for the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants?
Yes.
I've never seen or read that book. I've never seen that movie. I always assumed that that was too obvious. And there's no way that the plot would actually be them sharing pants.
It is about they find this pair of pants. They all look fucking banging in the pants. And so they're like, okay, this summer I will wear the pants for this set amount of time. And then I will ship the pants to you. You wear the pants for this set amount of time.
I'm starting to think you're fucking lying to me.
I swear to fucking God. And the movie is like the letters they write to each other or something. This is like what is moving the plot along where you're learning about like everything that happens.
This week I wore these pants and to a bar, and then I came home from the bar and sent the pants to you. Sounds riveting.
If it smells like vomit, it's because I puked on them.
If it smells like fish, it's because of other reasons.
If it smells like jizz, it's not jizz.
Welcome to Salt Lick City.
If it smells like poop, it's because my butthole was on them.
Yeah.
The pants.
They really just shared pants? That's the whole fucking premise?
Yeah, I don't know. Like,
that's dumb.
The whole premise isn't that they share pants. Like, that's the novelty of it or whatever. But the story, what the movie's about, isn't about fucking pants. The movie is about them as people growing.
But they share pants.
Yeah.
They're all the same size?
Yeah, apparently. I found it hard to believe, too.
Yeah, that's even harder to believe than chicks. Chicks share clothes with each other all the time, but all of them are the same size.
Hey, man. Don't knock it till you watch it.
That's fair.
You should watch it now.
Yeah.
You should watch it. Well, we could do a special episode about the Sisterhood of the
Traveling Pants. I was just so sure that couldn't actually be the premise.
If you want Matt to watch the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants
and for us to do a special episode,
tell us. Tell us and we'll do it.
Yeah. No one even rates our podcast, dude.
Hey, man. there's a couple people in the Discord still.
If people actually wanted that,
Emperor,
I would watch it.
Emperor Sombra, if you're out there, if you're listening, I just miss you and I hope you're okay.
Who?
Emperor Sombra.
Who's that?
It's the dude from the Discord. He put all the pony pictures up.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
He never
about.
Existed.
Yes, he did.
No way.
Fuck you.
You just think, seeing things.
You're not gonna. You can't do this to me. My mind is too more powerful than yours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two more powerful.
As opposed to just never one existed. More powerful.
It never existed.
Strength. It's just I've been doing brainasium.
Are you talking about that part of the Discord where you just go in there and go, haha, cool pictures. And we're all like, Mikey, what are you doing? Why'd you create this area of the chat for yourself?
Is that what's happening?
So you can follow me on Twitter at Matt Ridolfi. I also do another podcast with Blake Sweet called Family Records, where we drink whiskey and talk about family stuff and interview people about family stuff. This week, you were on it. We dropped an episode about with our first not like friend or family.
Yeah.
Some dude that none of us know.
Yeah.
Who came on and like immediately said some weird racial jokes that made us all super uncomfortable. But then he seemed to get the vibe.
Yeah, he chilled out after
like
a little bit.
They weren't super offensive or anything, but it was like just took us by surprise because we're not those dudes. But
yeah,
it ended up being a cool dude by the end of it. Yeah,
it really settled in.
Yeah. To come back. Anyways, give us your pluggies.
Check out at Fat Tango Presents, or check out at Fat Tango Productions on Instagram. Check out at Fat Tango Podcast on Twitter, and check out Fat Tango Presents, the show where we do scripted audio comedy. It's fucking hilarious. We just dropped a new episode. It's called Last Resort. It's a scary episode.
Super
spooky. Watch it for fucking Halloween. Check out 40 Tango, where everybody in Fat Tango plays fucking games that we make up, and it's super fun. We hang out, we play games. I just won the last game. That episode should be up soon. And check out our Discord, where you can tell us that you want Matt to watch Sisterhood of a Traveling Pants and all that shit.
Yeah.
You know, check out our website at fattangoproductions.com.
If you like what we're doing, it would be awesome if you'd leave us a rating or review. You can also email us at...
You don't need to do that.
You can email us at bronies@fattango.com.
No,
if
you have any... You don't need to do that either.
Okay. Yeah, just join our Discord, I guess.
You don't need to tell us either.
Oh.
All right, let's
maybe
go.
Maybe just like, you know, just masturbate after this.
Nah, you don't
and
need to do
think
that.
Of us. Just think of us while you're rubbing one out.
Nah, you don't need to do that.
I know they don't have to, but like, wouldn't that make you good to know someone out there is masturbating to the thought of you?
I imagine
that people masturbate to the thought of you?
There's got to be like one person.
I'll rub one out for you, bro. I got you.
All right. You see fucking one person.
There you go. Yeah, then you're not alone.
All right,
y'all. Well, thanks for joining us for another week.
Let's go ahead and go.
Let's go watch this next episode. Until next time.
Peace.
Late.
Out.
This has been a Fat Tango production.